Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jatan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, while men are going monk everywhere, a phenomenon is happening in Indian cyberspace. A lot of Indian guys have YouTube channels showing how Indians can migrate to the West, get admissions to college there, get jobs there, and even get a Western girlfriend. Many of them have over 1 million subscribers and millions of views. And to top it all off, many of those guys have a white girlfriend or a wife to come across as legit Western world conquerors in the eyes of their subscribers. Two of them are in Germany with German wives, and they have over 7 million followers, making an estimated $700,000 a year from YouTube. Hitler would have to get out of his grave and shoot himself again seeing all of this. Businessmen like Elon Musk keep pushing for their wet dream of massive immigration to the West, to keep wages low and get a lot of simps from countries like India to work for over 12 to 14 hours a day without complaint. All these guys want in return is some white skin LOL. Western women will have an unlimited supply of simps from countries like India. Well, Jatan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Everything you just said throws out the window what many of us been saying for years about the sexual marketplace. I went online to find channels from Indian men married to white women, and I didn't find the ones you mentioned. But I did find ones from white women like Namaste Julie, a German woman that's married to an Indian man and moved back to the subcontinent. But the thing is, he's an attractive Indian man. He's muscular and tall. He's probably successful financially as well. I put a link in the description to the Namaste Julie channel, and it shows you how they fell in love. I found a few other channels in the European women that got together with attractive Indian guys. These guys are selling hopium to men back in India that they too can move to the West and find a white-skinned bride and bring her back to India, that they can win in the sexual marketplace game and find women that are much higher status in the West than they would ever be able to find in India. That's why they have so many followers. It's like geomaxing for Indian men. It's not just happening in Germany. I found another channel called Namaste from USA, as well as a woman from Poland. These white women have blonde hair, and you're right, Jatan, they actually have the right so-called Aryan look that would make Mr. Mustache from WW2 get out of his grave and basically turn over in it. For European women, race is not a priority, it seems. Apparently it's money, good looks, and status, as well as attractive behaviors, whatever that's supposed to mean. The second link I shared in the description is from a confused woman that mostly does verbal diarrhea, but she does make the valid point of encouraging Indian men in the West to learn how to speak English with a minimal accent. That will help them get Western women. If white women are getting together with black men, then why not Indian men as well? Funny enough, I went through almost 1,000 pictures to find the 10 that I put into this video. Looks like the idea of white women getting together with Indian men has not caught on in stock photography circles yet. I think that it's still relatively rare, and that's why you're seeing YouTube channels that get tens of millions of views and millions of subscribers. As many women also figure out that marrying an Indian man also means having a social media career, the market will get flooded, and eventually won't be as odd a thing to see as we do today. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to white women crying curry-flavored tears on their wedding day with Raj Clown World Show. I've been running into Indian guys online through my so-called online coaching calls that are typically Joe Louis. A Joe Louis is a sweet cake that's brown on the outside but white on the inside. They're Indian men that have been completely assimilated into Western culture and raised in Europe or America. They don't need speech coaching for standard English accents, like many of the men that you mentioned, Jatan. One guy that I follow online, his name is Sammy. He runs the Four Flies YouTube channel and is in his early 20s. He's got an English accent, and he's more English than most of the ethnic English people out there these days. I'm also speaking to one guy on my coaching calls in the UK that left London, because he's tired of it being so brown and moved down into a small house in the countryside. If he wasn't going his own way and not looking for a wife or girlfriend, then he could easily get one of those country girls that would probably find him attractive, because he's exotic looking from another culture. But he also comes from a cosmopolitan city like London, and could probably help her get out of that small town. That's what I would do if I were an Indian person and wanted a white girlfriend. I'd move to the country and pick from all the country bumpkins. I now think that we in the Manosphere need to dump this idea that women date based on the hierarchy of race, and that Indian men are at the bottom of it. That's clearly no longer the case. They're now becoming attractive to many Western women because they are now more masculine than local boys that are full of soy. It's like we're in a soy versus curry war, and curry is winning. I've seen race mixing my entire life. I had a friend growing up and his mother was Serbian while his father was Jordanian. His father would often tell him that if he ever thought about leaving the Muslim faith, he would end him. My friend, of course, didn't care about religion and he didn't practice any of it. The bottom line is that Caucasian women are not loyal to their backgrounds. Even Indian women are willing to marry outside their race these days too. I had one Indian woman interested in me that I trusted enough to tell about this channel, and then we had a falling out because of it. She dumped her Indian boyfriend and went for a black Caribbean man that looks like a taller version of Mike Tyson. She was also rather easygoing and never nagged and had no Indian accent. I wanted to be with her, but for whatever reason, I didn't find her physically attractive enough. She was definitely a Joe Louis except for the vegetarian thing, which might have contributed to all the kinds of health issues that she had. Plus, I also had a precognitive dream where we were together and she ran off with a younger man. That's pretty much what she did with her Indian partner. My point is that was almost 10 years ago now and the world has changed. I'm sure that some of the white women are getting together with Indian guys because they're using it as a launching platform for their social media presence. Some are doing it because they're getting away from weak Western men and are finding more masculine men outside their own culture. Just recently we saw Britney Spears marrying a Persian man, and a magazine in Iran put on its cover the cheesy slogan that said, "Once you go Persian, there is no other version." Women like her are going to make it socially acceptable for white women to start poaching the Eastern Chads away from women overseas. You can certainly expect there to be Indian women complaining that Indian men need to stay away from those white women. Pretty much the same thing we've been seeing in the black community thus far. But of course it's still going to be okay when it happens because they keep on swirling. The world has been at peace for so long, and we've all been exposed to so many cultures and peoples that the race mixing is bound to start happening. I just feel sorry for the Indian simps out there that see Indian guys getting together with Caucasian women and believe that they can do the same. They will probably get taken advantage of by Raj, the Indian version of Chad, to learn how to pick up women of European descent. There is probably an industry being created that looks a lot like the pickup community in North America now. But I don't blame the Rajas of the world for trying to make a ton of money selling the dream to thirsty Indian simps. The majority of young men are inexperienced and have been single for so long that they will never ever have the chance to be taken advantage of financially by a woman. So they have tons of resources that other so-called alpha males are preying on. They don't understand that it's women and the so-called alpha pickup artists that are there to exploit them. In the case of India, it's mostly guys just exploiting their eyeballs for advertising dollars through YouTube. They're just young, dumb, and full of cum to realize it yet. I'm sure that there are plenty of guys that come to this channel to learn about female nature. Not so they can stay away from the ladies, but so they can exploit this knowledge so they can form a relationship. I don't blame them and they need to go out there and date. Plus, I don't blame Indian men for going for white women because Indian women are far more gynocentric. Who wants to deal with all the crazy laws that have been implemented in India recently? Not to mention that if you sleep with the woman over there and people around her find out, then she'll have no choice but to say you forced your way onto her, because otherwise her family honor and personal reputation would get ruined. Being of Eastern European background myself, I find Western European women the most appealing. Because for the longest time, film and television have been dominated by Hollywood, and we've seen white Western European women being presented as the ideal when compared to the rest. I have to admit that even I fell for that and dated mostly Western European women my entire life, and saw Eastern European women as looking more like the sister that I never had, instead of as a potential partner. I don't care what the race and ethnic Puritans say our genes want us to replicate with people far and wide, because it provides the greatest genetic diversity. Mind you, I also believe that the most important factor shouldn't be race, but IQ and good looks. Those things are universal. I'd put importance into both of those things equally. The last thing you want to do is get together with some low IQ lady from the Philippines that's 5'0" and have a bunch of kids that look like hobbits. You're stacking the deck against your own next generation, and it'll be higher than usual on account of them being vertically challenged. As for white women being with Indian men, you can sure bet they're judging them on a higher standard that's probably even higher than what they would expect if they got together with a man from the Caucasian persuasion. She's going to be expecting a lot more from you. Chetan, you see guys that have 7 million subscribers and a white girlfriend, making close to $1 million a year. You don't see the millions of Indian dudes that are incels in the West, just doing lowly security jobs. People only see those that they're successful and they don't see anybody else. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that brown guys are banging white babes and creating even more incels in the West by taking white guys' ladies. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Indian women that try and shame Indian men for sleeping with white women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.